we're talking about summer salads and you've come all the way from Dungarvan Forest. You've put in front of me five wonderful plates and we're going to talk about them now in a while. And this is part of our series, again, kindly sponsored by Jack Molloy and Sun Craft Butchers in Barrack Street. Special mention to support all our local butchers as well. Fantastic selection of meats at Jack Molloy and Sun. The smells here in the studio are phenomenal. They're lovely. The food, I presume.
Totally. And the colour.
The colours. And I will do a social media posting on this. What have we got in front of us?
Yeah, so we've five kind of different salads. I have a couple of salad dressings. I have a beautiful way to cook chicken this summer. A couple of spices that we're going to talk through. So there's the smart little supermarket shops, but also there's the recipes. And look, I mean, we're in the height of communion season at the moment. And I think if you're catering at home, maybe you're doing something like that, it's lovely to maybe ask people, bring a plate. Just bring a salad. You know, if you've done the classic, the coleslaw, the plate salad, pasta salad, to be able to turn up at somebody's house, maybe as a guest, and bring an extra salad is a really lovely thing. The other thing is, if you make up a couple of these, because I've purposely kept them so simple, like I've stripped them back almost to what I normally would, just to keep them really, really simple. You do a batch of these on a Sunday or a Monday or even a Friday for the weekend, you're going to have them for days in the fridge. All of these will keep for about 3 days in the fridge, and they get better as the days go on because the flavours develop. So will we kick off with kind of a salad? Let me see. I'm going to take you to the noodle salad first. So this is a satay noodle salad. So easy. My normal recipe would have about 6 ingredients in the dressing. I've stripped it back to 3 purposely. Peanut butter, soy sauce, lime juice. That's it. In a bowl, in a jar. If you've got the end of a peanut butter jar and there's a bit of peanut butter in it, soy sauce in there, big squeeze of fresh lime juice. Shake, 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 shake. That's it. Your dressing's done. Put that over noodles, your udon noodles, your soba noodles. So soba noodles, they're becoming more common in the supermarket. They're a buckwheat noodle. Little bit higher in fibre, little bit better for us. You don't notice the difference when you're eating them. But again, you know me, I'm always talking about that purposeful food, that nutrient dense food. Been clever, like box clever. You know, if you can get in a few extra nutrients, do. So soba, S-O-B-A noodles. So do you want to have a little taste as we go? I brought you 2 plates, right? So what we're going to do is you're going to plate up a plate for your lunch. And Jennifer, we're going to plate one up for Jennifer as well.
Jennifer, so get some as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, Janie.
You're the hardest working woman in the county, I'd say, in there.
Janie, Mac.
Yeah, we've got to feed Jennifer. Keep
throw
her
me out an old night if I could
fork
there or something.
I'm holding on to the cutlery here. Like.
Now, I know Adrian is listening and he says, yeah, Damien needs more salads. He needs to stay off the salads are good.
Salads are great.
Now, this is the type of salad, a noodle salad, is the type of salad that, let's say, for example, you have some young, hungry teenagers in the house.
Yeah.
This is great because they think they're eating a big meal.
Totally.
But it's effectively a noodle salad.
Yeah. And
the smells are phenomenal here on this. It looks lovely. It looks really, really good. There's a lovely colour to it. So again, what am I going to taste here? The peanut butter, the soya sauce.
It's that satay that we all kind of love. And I think, as you said, and you hit the nail on the head there, kids, teenagers, peanut butter is a big win for them.
Yeah.
So that satay kind of flavour is lovely. So I basically, like I said, made the dressing. You don't cook it or heat it or anything. It's cold. So keeping it really simple. Cook your noodles. Great tip with your noodles. Like, they cook quite quickly. We have this concept of kind of refreshing them. Rinse them under the cold tap when they're cooked. So it stops the cooking, stops them going over mushy, and it rinses off any of that excess starch so they don't get all kind of claggy and sticky in your mouth. So just put them in a colander, give them a rinse with cold water. Then I toss the dressing over them.
Yeah.
And then I took a couple of, look, there's always a packet of, you know, the red, green and the orange pepper floating around in the end of the fridge. Chopped up a few of them, fried them off in a tiny little bit of oil with a little bit of spring onion, scallion. And I did cook them because sometimes when they're raw, you can do them raw, but they're just a little bit kind of harsher. Whereas when they're cooked, they're just a little bit softer, and it's just a tiny bit of effort, but it definitely notches up the salad. It's just a more enjoyable experience.
That's delicious now. And again, if you're going to a christening, to a communion, you brought a bowl of that, a plate of that.
Absolutely.
And that would last as well in the fridge for a couple of days or whatever. The children, you know, you don't want to go cooking, lads.
There's some noodles
there.
And then you can cook off like a few chicken fillets or a few prawns, even a few goujons on the side of it. But you've got that lovely flavour. Now, what I did finish it with was crispy onions. Now, I know crispy onions, and we all know crispy onions are not good for us, right? They're not. But a little bit of everything in moderation is what I say.
That's what me mammy says.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, crispy onions are a win. They're savoury, they're crispy, they're delicious, they're deep fried. Like, they're not, you know, but God, they add a lovely pop of crunch to the top of something like that. Your classic herb there would be coriander. If you have people who hate coriander, a lovely replacement.
Don't tell them. Don't tell them.
Now they'll know. You get caught out. So you can't hide the coriander. You can hide other things. They'll catch you out. Mint.
Mint.
Mint is growing. Mint grows brilliantly
it
in
does,
your garden.
Yeah.
So easy. Put it in a pot because it'll take over otherwise, says she who's learned the hard way.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Warned and I didn't listen.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Put it in a pot. But mint is a, and I've used mint a lot throughout these herbs because it's free, it's cheap, it grows in the gardens. And it's so plentiful.
It's so plentiful and so lovely. Yeah, my neighbours, we have a little cat, William, and he loves going out and lying in their mint sort of area.
I didn't know what you were going to say there for a minute. I'm really glad you said lying in.
The cats just love mint for some reason. The cats
really?
Love mint. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
I'd never thought this. Yeah, she's taking pictures and sending me pictures of the cat when I was away. So that is delicious.
Wash
really,
the
really
mint
delicious.
When you bring it in.
Now, one of my favourite salads, it's a buffalo mozzarella. See the way I said buffalo? They're trying to be posh.
Buffalo.
With some nice tomatoes. What have we got here?
Yeah, classic tomato salad. Tomato, onion, salt, olive oil. Start there.
Very simple.
Very simple. What I've added is the Tunesbridge buffalo mozzarella.
Yeah.
And again, basil would be your classic, but mint. Now, these tomatoes are what we call kind of heritage tomatoes. Dunn's stores have started to sell them, right? They're in a little pack. There's about four or five, but they're these beautiful big tomatoes. They're Italian, but what you do is, I suppose, one of the tricks when you serve them, so they come, they're kind of, there's black ones, there's green ones, there's purple ones, there's red ones, there's big ones, there's small ones. They're about €4 for the little punnet of them, but they're visually... They're so impressive. They're not your normal just old tomato. Do you know what I mean? They're really... So again, it's these salads. A lot of it is kind of to do with your eyes and how... It's the first thing we said when I came in, how they look when you're slicing them. So don't... how will I say it? Don't like sit them on their bottom, you know, with the stalk kind of on top and slice down... how am I trying to explain this? Don't slice them down like that. Turn them up so you're slicing the full round or the full circle of your tomato. So you're getting the full cross section. Again, visually on your plate, it looks... stunning. It looks beautiful. Sea salt. I'm always talking about sea salt, but between Ackle sea salt, West of Dingle, Oriel, we used to only have Maldon, the French one, like buy a little thing of Irish sea salt.
What's the difference between sea salt and ordinary salt?
So it has more minerals in it. They have to put like a little anti-clumping agent in your table salt. It's a much finer salt. There's just, there's a touch of flavour to them. Plus a lot of them, like I said, Ackle, West of Dingle, O'Neill's, Oriel, they're doing flavoured ones. So they have, I think it's West of Dingle, have a rosemary and lemon. I use it all of the time. There's a smoked whiskey one. Like, they're stunning. So the little smoked salt on those tomatoes, and I'm using little baby shallots. So at the moment, I think Lidl have in there, they're just shallots. So they're little smaller onions, but they're not as harsh as a flavour. So they go, they're brilliant raw. So just again, slice them up really finely. They look quite delicate. They have a delicate flavour. So they're beautiful. And that it's just such an old combination, a sandwich. So actually what I'm going to do is, this is a beautiful, it's just a little garlic focaccia bread. This mayonnaise and tomatoes. Onions. You don't need anything else in your world except for an excellent tomato. This is Bouillon Blasta. It's a smoked onion tomato. So do you hear the way I said the smoked salt? And then we talked about the onion with the salad. This is stunning. So you won't, if you taste this mayonnaise, you'll never go back. It's absolutely fabulous. And I'm not associated clearly with any of these people now, but they're just fabulous products. A little bit of that mayonnaise with the tomato, buffalo mozzarella. Stunning.
Okay, we'll get that ready. Stay with us, 083-333-975. I'm going to stay with Aisling. I'm going to move on an item to another piece in the second half of the programme because she's travelled down specially and because she has all this lovely, lovely food you've prepared for us. It's just amazing. Somebody's just texted in, God be with the days with the old Irish salad with a big plate, a big lump of ham, big lump of chicken, big lump of...
That's going nowhere. That's the Friday. My mum makes that on a Friday and by God, they'd be cute.
That's not your mother that texted in, was it?
It probably is going, yeah, don't forget about it. Egg mayonnaise. Yeah. Oh yeah, a bit of potato salad, the rolled up ham, the beetroot out of the glass jar, the iceberg, or not the iceberg lettuce, the butterhead lettuce.
Iceberg would be too modern.
Well. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about this morning in advance of this piece and Dimpna said jalapenos and I said, no way! It's far from jalapenos we were reared.
Well, I'd take one in my cauliflower salad, actually. That'd be quite
but that's,
nice.
That's modern.
It is modern.
Stay with us, 083-333-975.
Daisha Today, Le Damien Tiernan, WLR.
Igor La Air Grid. Pubble a Coke to, Era a Coke to.
Daisha Today.
Now, again, Aisling Larkin is here. You can get all of these recipes on Aisling Larkin's Instagram page and her website and all her social media. And she's got a lovely bowl of, what is this, Aisling?
Roast chicken with courgettes.
Roast chicken with courgettes.
So, here's what you're going to do. You're going to buy chicken thighs and chicken fillets. Use a combination of both. You're going to put them in a roasting tray or a little oven-proof dish. You're going to get yourself to Dunn's and you're going to buy these two spice seasonings. I'll put a picture up, right? They're just phenomenal. They're absolutely gorgeous. They're Simply Better, expertly blended. There's a Mediterranean and a Sweet and Smoky. Sweet and Smoky has a little bit of heat in it. The Mediterranean is garlic, dried parsley, chili flakes, smoked salt, actually, and I didn't spot that, chipotle. I have been using these. All you're going to do is sprinkle a teaspoon of each of those, tablespoon of each of those, over your chicken. Slice up courgettes, because courgettes are in season. They can grow brilliantly in the gardens. So you've got your chicken, a little bit of oil, maybe two tablespoons of oil. You're going to sprinkle over each one of these seasonings, maybe a big spoon of each. You're going to chop up your courgettes, sprinkle your courgettes over, whack it in the oven for like 25 minutes until your chicken's fully cooked, you know, not pink in the middle or anything like that. Take them out. Oh my God, absolutely delicious. And what I do is just finely slice up. So with the thighs are a bit meatier, they're a bit tougher. So just put them on a board, finely kind of slice them up. But they're just beautiful. Isn't that delicious?
That is just phenomenal. That's really good.
Like the flavour is unbelievable. You could do it on the barbecue, but roasting it off in the chicken. Yeah. And like I said, I would normally get like the packet of thighs have about 1, 2, 3, 4. They've between 6 or 8 thighs in them and the pack of 4 chicken fillets. And I'll do them in a big roasting tray. The two of those, combination of both of those spices, the olive oil, slice up your courgettes because I'm always trying to get a little extra veggie in and the courgettes cook so beautifully in them. You could add a little bit of lemon zest if you wanted. Roast those off and then you've got them done for the week.
Sweet and Smoky seasoning and Mediterranean seasoning, both from the Dunn Stores Simply Better range.
Really,
and again, it's just, these are just products. We're not promoting them other products. They're just, they work for you in this particular thing, and it's absolutely brilliant.
They're really nice.
You have a gorgeous cauliflower salad here.
Air
now.
Fryer. We can't forget about the air fryer during the summer.
Wow.
And cauliflower, we so stick to winter and, you know, cauliflower cheese kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So take your
explain this to me.
Take your head of cauliflower.
Yeah.
Take off the leaves, the stalk. By the way, save the leaves. Take the stalk out. You can fry them up with spinach, with your greens, your winter greens. They act like bok choy. Beautiful. Oh, really nice.
I never knew that.
Yeah, lemony greens. So I would put a little bit of lemon zest in them and fry them up. But this is the cauliflower. Just break it up into florets. Yeah. Open a tin of chickpeas.
I
drain them.
I won't have to cook for a week. This is
there
brilliant.
You go. Throw them, toss them into the air fryer, the basket in the air fryer. Chop up a couple of those little shallots that you've already bought. Put them in. And then those two seasonings that I spoke about. Use those two seasonings again. Or the one I have on this today is a little combination of cumin. Cumin and cauliflower is beautiful. We've kind of Ottolenghi to thank for food like this, this kind of Middle Eastern Mediterranean style of food. So there's cumin, paprika, turmeric, onion powder, garlic powder if you have it, and put them in the air fryer for 20 minutes at 200 degrees. Stunning. Absolutely beautiful. Take them out, and then what I put on was some pine nuts, and then I toss them in a tahini dressing. So tahini is this sesame seed paste, kind of acts like peanut butter. Tahini, lemon juice, a little bit of boiling water. Drizzle it over the top, toss them in it, and then I finished it with pickled onions. And pickled onions are one of the easiest things to make. 3 parts vinegar, 1 part water, about a teaspoon of salt. Put them in a little jam jar, store them, and red onion gives it this because they turn the most beautiful, vibrant, bright pink colour.
Again, we'll put up the pictures on social media, but that looks lovely. It tastes gorgeous because some people wouldn't like cauliflower.
Yeah.
And it's not a case of trying to hide the taste of cauliflower. You're enhancing it. And bringing in different tastes by using those seasonings.
Yeah, yeah.
And the that's lovely. That's
absolutely
really nice. And that's something you could see children that would be, oh, I'm not going to eat. It doesn't look like a big lump of cauliflower.
No,
on a
it's lovely.
Very nicely presented.
Yeah, and it's spicy, but not overly spicy. It's like the cumin gives it that kind of background warmth. And what's beautiful to go with it, I brought you a lovely salad dressing, actually. And it's a really,
I've got
really
mint leaves here. I'm going to have a little mint leaf.
Yeah, they're lovely.
Oh, I must bring one home to William. Okay, what have we got here?
This is a natural, live natural yogurt. So it's a herby lemon yogurt dressing. So if we're trying to keep the calories down, trying to keep the saturated fat down, we want to get our protein up, we want to have our fibre up. And again, even, you know, if you were having that conversation with Ozempic, I suppose, like one of those things, and it's not even for that, but it's for everything. Keep your protein up. It's going to keep you fuller for longer. Keep those sugar cravings down. The fibre is going to keep you fuller for longer. It's going to help with gut motility. Your live yogurt is going to feed the good bacteria in your gut. So these are all Simple, real, yeah. honest ingredients, but we're just putting them together lovely. So in there, I have the Glenillan Farm Live Natural Yogurt, zested in some of the lemon zest. I have mint, parsley, coriander, chives, whatever fresh, summery herbs you can get. And then I grated, so those little shallots again, because if you're going to buy something, let's use it up. And I just grated the little shallot on my microplane, the little fine grater, grated in a little bit of garlic, and it's just beautiful.
That is delicious. There's a gorgeous freshness to that. There's a tang. It's beautiful.
If you like those mayonnaise based dressings and those creamy dressings, it's a lovely, fresh, light, vibrant one. And if you found that that was too tangy, go half yogurt, half mayonnaise, or a bit of yogurt and a bit of sour cream. So it's not that you have to go kind of to the extreme, but it's about introducing those lighter, better for you ingredients. The other one that I brought actually is a salad topper. So this is an Irish company again, good for you. So it's a Caesar crumble salad topper.
Okay, so it's in a little packet. And it's called Good For You, and it's F-O, the figure four, and Caesar Crumbles Salad Topper, crunchy and zingy.
Yeah.
Okay, so where do you get this?
All the supermarkets are selling it. High in fibre.
I can just put some of that on my salad.
So sprinkle it over.
Mix it over different salads.
So a lot of times we're sensory eaters. We love crunch. We love smooth and creamy, but we also love crunch, and I love a bit of crunch. So this is like a super healthy way of boosting the nutrients that are in your food, but getting that beautiful crunch. Also, like, I love a Caesar salad dressing, but it's very calorific, very high in saturated fat. Whereas this gives you all of those Caesar kind of flavours, but in something that's really nutrient dense. So I really, really like it. So there's a combination of a little bit of kale in there.
Fava beans.
Yeah, like really, really nice. So they're clever ingredients.
I would never have thought of that. Finally, what is this?
This is Terra Inges, right? So these are a teeny tiny company in Cork. They work out of the English market in Cork. They're huge into fermentation, doing vinegars, doing fermented hot sauces. They're so exciting. This is a vinegar, okay? So it is a, like when you make a salad dressing, 3 parts oil, 1 part vinegar. We can use apple cider vinegar, you can use white wine vinegar. This is just bright and pingy and it's exciting. So I actually just took a tiny bit over that tomato salad we have and it just pings and brightens and lifts everything. So Terra Inges, really cool Irish company, really lovely.
You've excelled yourself today.
Thank you very much.
As ever. But today, and again, because it just, there's so many things you can do with a little bit of thought. We haven't even had a chance to get and talk about this.
It's a lovely quinoa and rice salad. So the clever thing about this is you buy those pre-cooked pouches of grains.
Yes.
Brown rice, quinoa, they come with sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds. And it's just a great hack. Buy those, any of the dressings we've talked about today, coat them in a dressing, toss in a few baby cucumbers, a few of those nice onions, a few of the tomatoes, use everything up, and then just, it's just a lovely way of getting in those whole grains, feed your gut with the good food.
All the details are on your social
media.
They're
going up. I was so busy making all the salads all morning, I haven't got them up.
Genuinely, thank you so much.
But I will put them all up, give me today and tomorrow, and I will get all of these recipes up.
Okay, aislinnlarkin.com.
aislinnlarkin.ie and Instagram is the best place for me. Aislinnlarkin, you'll find me there yapping on.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well done. Thank you.